Welcome to episode 203 of This Week in Marketing. I'm your host, Sajid. Today, I'm going over the notable news and updates in the digital marketing space from the week of March 4th through 8th, 2024. First up, an update on IndexNow. IndexNow has this new thing called IndexNow Reports, our insights and top SEO insights report. Basically, what it does is it gives you a whole lot of information than the older report used to do. In the past, you could only submit a URL and you would just tell you, hey, URL has been submitted. Now, IndexNow Insights report tells you about issues with crawled URLs and the status of your submitted URLs. Receive detailed reports on the number of URLs submitted, crawled, and indexed. Learn about your latest 1,000 submitted URLs, including their index status, first index date, and whether they will be, whether they were submitted late. Gets insights into the resource of your URL submissions, whether through Cloudflare, WordPress, manual submissions, and other means. With the important URL missing tab, find out which newly discovered links are getting clicked but were not recently visible in IndexNow, helping you to better optimize your content and identify any technical issues. Get detailed information on individual errors, including content quality, robots disallowed, not crawled, index, and dead links. View a list of problematic URLs and steps to fix them. Drill down for further details on non-indexed URLs, sample URL submission times, and mitigation steps to getting URLs indexed. And lastly, export indexing trends for further analysis or reporting. So with this, I hope you're already using IndexNow. IndexNow is something that I have covered in my show in the past. Not lately, because there wasn't any update from Microsoft up until now. But if you're not, this is a good time to use. And before I go, I just want you to know that, you know, with IndexNow is reaching about 2.5 billion URLs submitted, up from 1.2 billion 6 months ago. So in the last 6 months, it has actually grown by about 100%, a little over 100%. So, and accounting for 17% of new URLs clicked in web search results, as stated by Kennell, who is basically principal product manager at Microsoft Bing. Okay, hope this convinces you. With that, let's jump into the next update. The next update is on YouTube's algorithm insights for creators. This was a chat on our YouTube chat on the Creator Insight channel between Rene Ricci, a creator liaison, and, you know, and with Todd, who leads the growth and discovery team at YouTube. And the discussion focuses on clarifying common misconceptions creators have about the algorithm and offers valuable insights into optimizing content for better visibility and engagement. The YouTube algorithm, contrary to popular beliefs, evaluates a video on an individual basis rather than assessing the overall performance of a channel. This approach ensures that the single off-topic viral video or a poorly received video does not adversely affect the channel's standing with the algorithm. Todd emphasizes the importance of aligning content with audience interests to maintain and enhance video performance. One of the most lightning points made during the discussion is that concept that YouTube does not is the concept that YouTube does not push videos to viewers. Instead, it pulls videos based on viewer preferences. This viewer-centric approach means that the algorithm is activated when a user visits YouTube, making recommendations based on the user's history, device, and other contextual factors. Search Insights underscored the importance for creators to focus on creating content that resonates with their audience rather than trying to game the system. Another key takeaway is the algorithm's persistent support for video regardless of their immediate performance. Todd reassures creators that a video success is not confined to its initial launch period. YouTube continues to recommend videos over time, adapting to shifts in viewer interests and trends. This perspective encourages creators to maintain patient and not to disregard videos that do not perform well initially. The conversation also touches on the dynamics of content strategy, highlighting the necessity for creators to adapt to changing viewer preferences, such as the rising popularity of short-form content. Recognizing and responding to these shifts and understanding the competitive landscape can significantly influence a creator's success on the platform. Hope this was helpful. Let's jump into the next update. Next update is basically Google's local service ads verification system has been updated. Google is rolling it out first in smaller US states, progressively expanding to larger ones throughout the year. This is to identify... This introduces stringent verification procedure that includes identity checks alongside existing license verifications for professionals featured in local services ads such as lawyers. The revised verification process is Google's response to the growing concern over spam and fraudulent activities within the LSA program. By enforcing identity verification, Google intends to safeguard consumers from impersonators posing as licensed professionals. Next up, and the last update of this week is Solutions. It's Google Ads' latest, innovation, you can call it, to streamline ad management. So this is accessible for free under the Tools section in Google Ads. Solution empowers users with the ability to generate comprehensive reports, automate basic management tasks, and much more. So here's what you can do with Solutions. Filter your data by campaign, ad group, keyword, or other dimensions. Set flexible budgets. Manage negative keywords list through your account. Sort your data by any metric. Export your report to a variety of formats, including CSV and XLS, which is Microsoft Excel format. Now, Solutions help you to create automated and customized workflows without making changes to the code. Solutions are accessible for all advertisers and don't require technical skills or coding knowledge. Here are some of the solutions you can create or work with. Account summary generates a report of the performance for a Google Ads account. Ad performance, Google generates a Google spreadsheet with distribution charts showing an ad's performance. Account anomaly detector sends out an email when an account's performance stats deviate significantly. Link checker checks that URLs in ads and keywords don't produce any page not found, which is 404 error or other errors. Flexible budgets dynamically adjust campaign budget daily with a custom budget distribution scheme and simplifies management of negative criteria. However, with the introduction of Solutions, Google plans to sunset the manual Solutions library to streamline user experience and eliminate redundancy. For those eager to leverage this powerful tool, getting started is straightforward. Simply install the Solutions from the Google Ads Solution Gallery. And that's all you have to do. It's already in your account. With that, folks, that's it for This Week in Marketing. I'm your host, Sajid, signing off. Until next week. Take care. Bye-bye.